In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The guardian angel is the best friend of the human being. Each person has a guardian angel who accompanies him tirelessly, day and night, from birth to beyond death, until he comes to enjoy the full happiness of God. During the time of purgatory, the guardian angel is by his side to comfort him and help him in those difficult times. However, for some, the existence of the guardian angel is just a pious custom for those who want to accept it. They do not know that it is clearly expressed in sacred scriptures or the Bible, and in the doctrine of the Church, and all the saints tell us about it from their own experience. Some have even seen him and had a very close personal relationship with him, as we will hear. How many guardian angels do we have? At least one, which is enough. But some people, because of work as the Pope or because of his degree of holiness, may have more. We know a nun to whom Jesus revealed that she had three and told us their names. To St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, when she was advanced on her path of holiness, our Lord Jesus Christ gave her a new angel who told her, "I am one of the seven spirits who are closest to the throne of God and who most participate in the ardors of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, and my plan is to communicate it to you as soon as you are able to receive them." To understand the following, please make sure you are using a Catholic Bible with a Nihil Obstat and imprimatur, and not a Protestant Bible where you will get confused and deceived. In the Bible it says, "I am sending an angel to precede you, to guard you as you go and bring you to the place that I have prepared. Revere him and obey what he says. Do not defy him. He will not forgive any wrongdoing on your part, for my name is in him. If, however, you obey what he says and do whatever I order, I shall be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes." Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 to 22. For man, there is an angel near him, a mediator, one in a thousand, to remind him where his duty lies. Job chapter 33, verse 23. "My angel is with you and will ask you to give account." Baruch chapter 6, verse 6. The angel of Yahweh encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Psalms chapter 34, verse 7. His mission is to guard you wherever you go. Psalms chapter 91, verse 11. And Jesus says that the angels of the little ones are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. The guardian angel will take care of you like Azariah and his companions in the furnace. The angel of the Lord came down into the furnace beside Azariah and his companions. He drove the flames of the fire outwards from the furnace, and in the heart of the furnace wafted a coolness to them as of the breeze and dew, so that the fire did not touch them at all and caused them no pain or distress. Daniel chapter 3, verses 46 to 50. The angel will save you like Peter. Then suddenly an angel of the Lord stood there, and the cell was filled with light. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him. "Get up," he said, "hurry," and the chains fell from his hands. The angel then said, "Put on your belt and sandals." After he had done this, the angel next said, "Wrap your cloak round you and follow me." He followed him out, but had no idea that what the angel did was all happening in reality. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed through the first guard post and then the second and reached the iron gate leading to the city. This opened of its own accord. They went through it and had walked the whole length of one street when suddenly the angel left him. It was only then that Peter came to himself. And he said, "Now I know it is all true. The Lord really did send his angel and save me." Acts of Apostles, chapter 12, verses 7 to 11. In the primitive church, the guardian angel was normally believed in. When Peter was released from jail, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where a number of people had assembled and were praying. Peter knocked at the outside door, and a servant called Rhoda came to answer it. She recognized Peter's voice and was so overcome with joy that instead of opening the door, she ran inside with the news that Peter was standing at the main entrance. They said to her, "You are out of your mind," but she insisted that it was true. Then they said, "It must be his angel." Acts of Apostles, chapter 12, verse 15. The church's doctrine is clear in this. From infancy to death, human life is surrounded by their custody and intercession. Each faithful person has at his side a protector and shepherd angel to lead him to life. Also, Saint Joseph and the Virgin Mary had their angel. It is probable that the angel who warned Saint Joseph to take Mary as his wife, or to flee to Egypt, or to return to Israel, was his own angel. Since the first century, the figure of the guardian angel appears clearly in the writings of the Holy Fathers. The famous first century book, The Shepherd of Hermas, speaks about the guardian angel. Saint Eusebius of Caesarea, who lived from 260 to 340, calls our guardian angels tutors of men. Saint Hilary of Poitiers, who lived from 310 to 367, called our guardian angels mediators. Saint Basil the Great, who lived from 330 to 379, calls our guardian angels companions on the way. Saint Gregory of Nazianzus, who lived from 329 to 390, calls our guardian angels protective shields. Origen of Alexandria, also known as Origen Adamantius, who lived from 184 to 253, affirms that near every man there is always an angel of the Lord who enlightens him and guards him and protects him from all evil. From the 3rd century, there is an old prayer to the guardian angel in which he is asked to enlighten, protect, and guard the person protected by him. Saint Augustine of Hippo also speaks to us frequently of the angelic intervention in our life. Saint Thomas Aquinas dedicates an article to the guardian angel in his Summa Theologica and wrote, "The angelic custody is like an extension of divine providence. However, as no creature lacks it, all must be in the custody of angels." The feast of the guardian angels in Spain and France dates back to the 5th century. Perhaps since then, the prayer that we learned as children began to be prayed. "My guardian angel, sweet company, do not abandon me by night or by day." Pope St. John Paul II said on August 6, 1986, "It is very significant that God entrusts his little children to angels, always in need of care and protection." Pope Pius XI invoked his angel at the beginning and end of each day, and often during the day, especially when things got complicated. He recommended devotion to the guardian angel and said when he said goodbye, "May the Lord bless you and his angel be with you." And he told Pope St. John XXIII when he was apostolic delegate in Turkey and Greece, "When I have to deal with someone in a difficult conversation, I have the habit of asking my angel to speak to the guardian angel of the person with whom I have to deal to help to solve the problem." On October 3, 1958, Pope Venerable Pius XII told some American pilgrims about the guardian angels. "They were in the cities that you have visited, and they were your traveling companions." Another day, in a radio message, he said, "Have a lot of familiarity with the angels. If God allows it, you will spend an eternity of joy with the angels. Learn to know them from now on. Familiarity with them gives us a feeling of personal security." Pope St. John XXIII, in a confidence to a Canadian bishop, attributed the idea of the Second Ecumenical Council of the Vatican, commonly known as the Second Vatican Council, or Vatican II, to his guardian angel. And he recommended that parents instill in their children devotion to the guardian angel. "The guardian angel is a good counselor. He intercedes with God on our behalf. He helps us in our needs, defends us from dangers and accidents. I would like the faithful to feel all the greatness of this assistance from the angels." Dated October 24th, year 1962. Also, Pope St. John XXIII said to the priests, let us ask our guardian angel to assist us in the daily recitation of the divine office, so we recite it with dignity, attention, and devotion. It may be pleasing to God, useful for us and for our brothers. Dated January 6th, year 1962. In the liturgy of the day of their feast, which is October 2nd, it is said that they are heavenly companions, so that we do not perish before the insidious attacks of the enemies. Let us invoke them frequently, and do not forget that even in the most hidden and lonely places, there is someone who accompanies us. For this reason, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux advises us, "Always walk with prudence as one who keeps his angel in mind on all roads." Why do we call him a guardian angel? Because according to Psalms 91, verse 11, he guards you wherever you go. The devotion to the guardian angel increases our chances of growing in the spiritual life. Who invokes his angel, it is as if he discovers new horizons invisible to the naked eye. The angel is like the light switch, which, when turned on or when he is invoked, makes our life filled with divine light. The guardian angel increases our capacity for love and saves us from many dangers and difficulties. So when we talk to other people, let's think about their guardian angel. When we are in the church, on a train, plane, boat, or we are walking down the street, let us think of the guardian angels of those around us, to smile at them and greet them with affection. It is beautiful to feel that all the angels of those around us, even if they are ill people, are our friends. They will also be happy with our friendship and will help us more than we can imagine. What a joy to feel the smile and friendship of the guardian angel. Start today to think about the guardian angels of the people who live with you and become friends with them. You will see how much help and joy they give you. A good lesson for many theologians who live off books and forget about these wonderful spiritual realities. The famous French priest, Father John Edward Lamy, also known as Père Lamy, who lived from 1853 to 1931, said, "We do not pray enough to our guardian angel. We must invoke him for everything and not forget his permanent presence. He is our best friend, protector, and ally in the service of God." And he says that during the war, he had to help the wounded on the front lines, and at times he was transported from one place to another by the angels in order to fulfill his mission well. Something like this happened to St. Philip the Apostle, who was transported by the angel of God, Acts of Apostles chapter 8, verse 39, and also to the prophet Habakkuk, who was taken to Babylon to the den of lions where Daniel was. Daniel chapter 14, verse 36. Therefore, you invoke your guardian angel and ask him for help. When you are working, studying, or walking, you can ask him to visit the sacramental Jesus in your name. You can say to your guardian angel, like many religious, "Holy guardian angel, run quickly to the tabernacle and greet Jesus in the sacrament for me." Also, ask him to pray for you at night, or to be in adoration, guarding the sacramental Jesus in your name in the nearest tabernacle, or to commission another angel, one of those who are permanently before the Eucharistic Jesus, to adore him in your name. Can you imagine the immense graces that you could receive if there was permanently an angel who in your name worshiped the sacramental Jesus? Ask Jesus for this grace with love and faith. If you go on a trip, entrust yourself to the guardian angels of the passengers who go with you, to the churches and cities through which you pass, and also to the angel of the driver, so that no accident occurs. The same can be said of the crew of the ship, train, plane. Invoke and greet the guardian angels of the people who talk to you or pass you on the street. Send your guardian angel to visit and greet distant relatives on your behalf, even those in purgatory, so that God may bless them. If you have to undergo a surgical operation, invoke the guardian angel of the surgeon, the nurses, and the people who will take care of you. Invoke in your house the guardian angel of your family, your parents, siblings, and the people of the house or your work. If they are far away and sick, send them your guardian angel to comfort them. In case of dangers, for example, earthquakes, terrorists, criminals, send your guardian angel to protect your family and friends. When you have to discuss an important matter with another person, invoke his guardian angel to prepare his heart favorably. If you want a sinner to get converted, pray a lot, but also invoke his guardian angel. If you are a teacher, invoke the guardian angels of your students so that they can be calm and learn the lesson. Priests should also invoke the guardian angels of their parishioners who attend Mass so that they can better understand and benefit from God's blessings. And do not forget the angel of your parish, your city, and your country. How many times has our guardian angel saved us from grave dangers to the body or soul without us realizing it? Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.